Test 78, Section 3, Question 11. And this one says, the claims made are incompatible with which one of the following generalizations? And this is sort of weird. It's basically which generalization or which principle goes directly against the argument. So this is kind of what's proven false. It says, from 1880 to 2000, Britain's economy grew fivefold, but emissions of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, were the same on a per capita basis in Britain in 2000 as they were in 1880. Okay, so the economy grew fivefold, and carbon dioxide is the same at both times. So that's kind of what we get, and that isn't really going anywhere. So we're saying, well, okay, the economy grew fivefold and carbon dioxide is the same. So what does that go against? What does that disprove? I mean, really, the only thing that principle that would go against, or the generalization, is that the economy is tied to the carbon dioxide emissions or something. So a decrease in per capita emissions of carbon dioxide never occurs during a period of economic growth. Well, that's fine, as long as an increase doesn't occur either. So you could have a statement that says a decrease never occurs during growth because we didn't have a decrease, it's just the same. B, countries whose economies are growing slowly or not at all usually cannot afford to enact laws restricting carbon dioxide emissions. Well, we don't really have any examples of those, and so that isn't going to go against the principle that we have, because we don't have things that are growing slowly or not at all. See, economic growth initially leads to increased per capita emissions of greenhouse gases, but eventually new technologies are developed that tend to reduce those. That's actually still consistent with this, because all we know is that it's back to its level of 1880 again in 2000. It could have been that it went up and came down again. So it's not incompatible. D, as the world population grows, emissions of greenhouse gases will increase proportionately. Well, that's just as the population grows. And we don't actually have any information in this passage about Britain's population, just their economy. Economic growth always increases household income and consumption, which inevitably increases per capita emissions of carbon dioxide. Well, if economic growth always increases household income and consumption, and that inevitably increases the per capita emissions, that goes directly against this passage, because we should then have a major increase in carbon dioxide emissions per capita, simply because we know that the greenhouse gases, if they always go up when you have the economy going up, then we should have an increase there. So that goes directly against the passage, because Britain would violate that. And so therefore, answer choice E would be our correct one.